This is Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shekwonya.
Can you just lift your hands wherever you are, pray in the spirit. Rabakoso beketi balada barande ketesha. Jata barasa balate bronso belete brondaya. Rabakabakoso belekete barate kesha. Jata barana bloso barate kete. Aya la baraso bakate belege priata. Leketombras ke barate kesko belegete. Shatabara sabandele parosa. Shatabara skebele de 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 de. Shatabara tabakon sobele katia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hold the hand of someone close to you? And in the next 5 minutes, we're going to pray in the spirit. Whether you are outside or inside, this night is going to be a night of prayer. Let's take out some moment to lay a foundation. Wherever you are, you're going to pray in the spirit for 5 minutes. Ensure you are traveling. Ensure something happened to your spirit. Can you go ahead? Just pray. Ensure you pray. Kabarata bakaska. Lebaratem broskobe katiyalaka. Jatababarato bokonso belegate priyati. Latem brasento lobomus cabarata e cabalata proscope catilega de la bella lambarate cabatascope la catia cabaconso de la catera babae la barata baconscope la catriata jacabalata parate cate. Lembara kabala kabaton sobele kateya. Le kabara toboko sobele kaberata. Ensure you are praying. Labarato sobekatelaya. Come and pray 2 more minutes. You are outside, ensure you are praying. Jatabarata bella kabarata kaya. Jotota pokobarata bella selebende. Ayayayayayaya. As soon as Zion travel, she shall bring forth something. This is the generation of them that seek your face, O God of Jacob. La baranda bakon sobele kabriyata ka. Ella barato bakon sobele katia. Shobarada baba bakata bele de 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 de. Shata balata baya. I can see with the eyes of my spirit. Are you praying? I can hear a sound of a mighty army. I can see them coming in their thousands. They're coming from afar.
They're walking on the earth.
Come and pray.
I can hear with the ears of my spirit. I can see a sound of a rushing water. Yes, I know. These are the days of your spirit. Nations will be willing. The people will be willing. Yeah. Oh. These are the days of your power. Oh. Season of your nation. Oh, these are the days of your glory. The nations will be willing.
Come on, 1 more minute. Ensure you are not just looking around. Ensure you are praying.
I can see a stronger than Moses. I can see a generation stronger than Elijah. And I know these are the days of your power. The nations will be willing. Yeah. Oh.
Oh dear Lord, we give you all the glory tonight. Let us be part of the things you are doing in this season.
Shabarata bakon sobelegatia.
Oh Lord, will you set my heart on fire for you? For you. Oh Lord, set my life in order for you. Another for you. I want to hear from you. Yeah. I want to be part of what you are doing in this last age. I want to walk with you. Shelanama tabareata. Elanano shadarea. Shalana malarea, rabatoto bokoso belata, labarata bakata bakate, zata barata bakondo bongo basote. Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your glory in this house and for the things you will be doing tonight. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. All right, please listen carefully.
Can you just be still for a moment? Just be still for a moment. Tonight is very strategic, and I really want your spirit and hearts to be open. We are laying the foundation tonight for the series Revival. But before I commence the teaching tonight, I want to ask the Lord for permission. And please, wherever you are, I want you to be very still. Can you lift your hands if you can? The hand of the Lord is going to come on someone. I don't know from which direction, but there will be a loud shout. It's going to be a scream. As soon as that happens, let it be the permission tonight for the teaching to begin. Lord, tonight we await your glory. That's right. You are outside. Don't be distracted. There is no distance.
So let the fire from your altar touch my body. And let the fire from your altar touch my spirit. Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Shala na 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 yeda do shada. Let the fire from your altar touch my body, Lord. For my altar is calling you tonight. Our altar is calling you. This altar in this house is calling you. Shela na na niyo, ela na na, shala ma ne na na na. Yeah. Ayabalada bakosa barateya. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, if you can, be seated. God bless you. Those who are still under the anointing, you find somewhere to keep them safe.
Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters to every nation. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters to every system. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters to every sphere of life. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters to every nation. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters to every nation. Yeah, 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 na, 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 na. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, na na na, yeah, na na na, yeah, yeah, na na na, yeah, na na na, yeah, yeah.
na na na, yeah, na na na, yeah, yeah.
Seated if you can. Be seated if you can. Tonight is not a very organized meeting as it were. In less than no time, everywhere is going to be scattered. It's not going to be an organized meeting. We're going to travel. You will bet something tonight. In less than no time. Because the glory, we are in the days of his glory, the days of his power, the days of knowledge, the days of revelation, where the glory of the Lord will cover the earth, cover the whole earth, like the water covers the sea. This is not an attempt to make everybody become a pastor, no, but it's an attempt to make everyone become a minister. How that the Lord will begin to send many of us into different stratas of life. That's why I sang that song, out of your belly will flow rivers of waters into various systems. Not everyone will be a pastor, but you will become a politician anointed with fire. You will become a businessman with your eyes open, seeing in the spirit. These are the days of his power. These are the days of that revival. And this is why the Lord is equipping us. He's working on us. Ah, Lord help me. Let me find somewhere to start. Habakkuk 3. Or before the scripture, let me just lay a foundation. Can you just be still if you can? Shalom everywhere. Let there be peace. I want you to just listen quietly. This is not the time for someone to distract you. Anybody that attempts to distract you this night is your enemy. Whether you came with the person, he is your enemy. He doesn't like you. All of this, there are people who are really not disciplined. Going out and coming in should not happen this night. In case you want to go out now. When I begin, I want everywhere to be calm. Because listen, this generation is too sensitive to live a careless life and make impact. There is a required pattern. There is a required level of discipline. A required level of discipline to be able to be part of what God is doing in this season. Is it rain? Even if they can come and sit on the altar, very fine. This is not an organized meeting. Don't restrict anybody. Let them come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. Wherever you can sit, just sit. Whether on the altar, on the ground, anywhere you can find to sit, just sit. Fix chairs everywhere you can find a space. So sorry for the rain. This is October. The rain is going already. I can see with the eyes of my spirit. I can hear a sound of a new church marching.
Yes, I know. These are the days of your power. Nations will be willing. Nations will be willing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, greater than Moses. Oh, a generation greater than Elijah's. Oh, these are the days of young ancients. The nations will be willing. The nations will be willing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Hope there are no people outside again. Oh, 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 oh.
Russia, Libero Zabalatea.
You could put some chairs here. Please, 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 don't restrict the front for them. Just bring people, bring them. I see people still standing. Ushers, help them. Let them just come anywhere. Find space for them.
Libero Shabatina.
Let's not have people standing. Even if it's around minister seat, put chair for them. Put chairs. You can put chairs by the edge of this speaker. Please don't be distracted. This is a very holy atmosphere. You can put chairs by this speaker also here. Let's just have people sit everywhere.
He never leaves us. He said that he won't forsake me. He walked beside me. That is not the matter. The sun won't smite me, and the moon it will not hurt me. You walk beside me.
Listen, let me start this way. Listen carefully. Our generation is a very prophetic generation. Very prophetic generation. There has never been a time like our season where God was so or is so interested in doing and moving in unique ways. God himself prophesied into this generation. Joel 2 from verse 1. Media, are we ready? Joel 2 from verse 1. Let's see.
Kolabarata kavashatala. Brasindo sha palate sepete kebaratabaya. Baro zabalate kembrasa boko shalataya.
He started by saying, blow the alarm, sound the trumpet in Zion. And then he told us that let the inhabitant of that land tremble, for it is the day where darkness will cover the earth. Paraphrasing now, a day of gloominess, a day where chaos will be everywhere. Then he tells us that amidst all of these things, a certain class of people will emerge. He said a kind of people never seen before, a kind of people never heard of before, very fiery people. The Bible says fire will devour before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. He said this class of people will leap on walls, they will pass through the windows like thieves in the night. All the while you've been taught that when a man passed through the window, he's a thief. That scripture is very strategic. It means in this last age, we will see certain manifestation of the spirit that are not consistent with the things we've seen. The things you will see, if you are not careful enough, even as a believer, you might begin to think that these things are not God. This move of the spirit is not normal. This one, we've not seen it in this fashion before. He said they will pass through windows like thieves, leap on walls, and then the amazing part, the Bible said they will fall upon sword and they will not be consumed. Meaning in this last age, what will kill you is not a knife. What will kill you is not even a gun. It's a very strategic age. We are living in prophecy. Our age is a prophetic age. God himself prophesied to this season. And then he tells us that God himself is going to be our captain. He will be the one directing this army, so that you will not do what you want to do. You won't go where you want to go. It's a very strategic age. Jesus himself prophesied. He said, because I'm going, there will emerge a generation that will do greater things. You can try to find an explanation to the word greater. You can try to say nobody can do greater than Jesus, but Jesus was not lying. If Jesus said greater, greater means greater. Greater means greater. No other explanation. Greater. You will do greater works. How shall these things be? He said, I will pray the Father to send you the Comforter. After he gave us an explanation of the kind of army he's raising in Joel 1 to 11, then he tells us in verse 28 that in that season I will pour out my spirit. This thing will happen via the instrumentality of the spirit. Then verse 23, he said, I will give you the latter rain and the former rain in the same season. You know what that means? Meaning the dimensions our Father walked in, the former rain, and the dimensions that were reserved for our season, the latter rain. God will gather all of this manifestation together and pour them in this one generation. Pour all of them in this season. The former and the latter rain via the Spirit. This thing will be so tense that even servants will begin to prophesy. It will be so serious that even handmaids will begin to prophesy. A very strategic generation. I'm excited. I'm giving birth to in this season. What a privilege. What an honor to be in this season. Prophecies have gone ahead of us. Brothers and sisters, you are living in prophecy. You are. So many great men of God have prophesied again and again into this generation. 1906, a great man of God called William Seymour, a man that had one eye, a black man that went to a Bible school and he was ostracized. He was kept outside because he was a black man. He will not be allowed to enter the class because the class were full of whites. And then he was kept outside. That man decided to seek the face of the Lord. and he walked in terrible dimensions. I will share some of the stories with you later. But then during this revival that was pioneered by this man in the early 90s, in the peak of the revival, the man prophesied. He said, what we are seeing in the Azusa Street revival is just a tip of the iceberg. Something will come in 100 years time. It will be beyond and above what is happening now. He prophesied and told us that in exactly 100 years time, there was going to be another revival that will hit the earth. And listen carefully. Don't be distracted. Listen carefully. This revival is not going to just last for 2 years. It's not going to last for 1 year. No man will have the ability to put an end to it. It's going to be a very strategic revival that will cut across the nations of the earth. Not just in America, not just in Africa, not just in certain locations, but it will sweep across the entire nations of the world. And brothers and sisters, the 100 years was fulfilled some few years back. I think 2-3 years back, it was fulfilled. So we live in a very strategic age. And Benny Hinn came up and told us that the Lord told him that the death of Billy Graham was going to mark the beginning of that revival. Billy Graham is one of the general that lived up to 100 years. He died at age 100. And then he was bedridden for a while, but still talking the word of God. And Benny Hinn told us that the Lord spoke to him that the death of Billy Graham was going to open the body of Christ up to that last revival that will sweep the earth. And brothers and sisters, Billy Graham died last year. We are in prophecy. We are in prophecy. If you do not know, you really might not maximize. Why am I giving you these stories? I want to conscientize you and bring you to a point of awareness. You should be aware of the season you live in. There are many believers that are alive. They don't even know the season they live in. They just go to church every day and come back. What is the Lord doing? I don't know. What is the current move of God? I don't know. I just go to church. And this is why a lot of people are tired of church. If all that there is in church is that we come and clap hands and then one or two people fall and the pastor is clapped for and celebrated as a great man, then the members in their confusion go back home not knowing exactly what the Lord is doing, then we have a big trouble. If this is all we are doing, then we have a big problem. We have to be aware. We have to be aware. You are living in prophecy. Oh Lord, revive us. Oh Lord, revive us. Can you give us our text now? Habakkuk 3:2. Kabbalata Bakaya. This is a prophet talking. Oh Lord, I have heard thy speech and I was afraid. What was God saying that made a man to be afraid? This man had worked with the Lord for a while. Hearing from God, the Bible said he heard the speech of the Lord and was afraid. And then the next line can give us a clue as to what the Lord was saying. It looks like the Lord was not happy with the state of the church or the state of believers. And then the man of God started praying, oh Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the year. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. And in wrath, remember mercy. Oh Lord, revive thy work. Revive thy works. Judges chapter 6 and verse 13. Revive thy works. The angel appeared to Gideon and told him, the Lord is with you. Verse 12 and then verse 13. Look at this. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is this befalling us? Everybody, the next line. Want to read. And where be all the miracles which our father told us about? Stop there. Listen carefully. The Lord is with our generation. If what you are saying is true, man of God, where are all the miracles? Where are all the dimensions our father walked in? Has the Lord changed? But my Bible said the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
So where are all the miracles? We can't forget in a hurry all the amazing things the Lord has done with the generations that have passed. But from Bible days, I'm going to run down and give us a brief history. From Bible days down to the church history and then to the present generation. We've seen the Lord move in strategic ways. We've seen the Lord raise mighty men doing wonders with them. And our fathers told us about this. Even God himself wanted you to know the things he has done before. When they were crossing the Jordan River, the Bible tells us in Joshua 4 that they were instructed to carry stones in that Jordan. Why? So that in years to come, if their children ask them, they should be able to rehearse to them the things the Lord did through them, the mighty works the Lord brought in their midst. Right from the man Moses, we started seeing the mysterious workings of the Lord. Mysterious workings of the Lord. Entered Egypt and mesmerized the gods of Egypt. Mesmerized them as though they were not gods at all. And in the end of it all, the Bible tells us that the Lord was going to pass through that night to punish the gods of the Egyptians. Meaning even the gods can be punished. They escaped Egypt with wealth. Let me tell you this. This last age is going to be characterized by strange anointings for wealth. If you don't like prosperity, then you might die in this last age. Because God is going to raise kingdom believers. Kingdom financiers rather. Men that will work in strange levels of wealth. Listen. Without wealth, the gospel is limited. There are places you can't enter with poverty. They left Egypt with wealth. And the Bible tells us that they arrived at the Red Sea. And then Moses parted the Red Sea and they walked through it as though it was a normal thing. There was no time to even share testimony. Amazing happenings throughout the wilderness. Another man emerged, Elijah. Single-handedly shut the heavens, carried the key and ran away from the people. And for 3.5 years, everybody paid dearly for it. After 3.5 years, he returned and unlocked the heaven like a joke, and there was rain again. Like a joke, there was rain. Throughout the Old Testament, we saw the amazing workings of the Lord. Where certain men can command animals to come out of a tree and consume people, and then it was a normal thing. Where a water can be salty and a man can stand over that water and make declaration and the water will become sweet. Where people died and then certain men came, spoke the word of God and jacked them back to life. The amazing part now is this, Luke chapter 10 verse 24, that in all of these things that happened, the kings, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see. Meaning all of the things that happened to them were just a tip. With the raising of the dead, Elijah will sit on the mountaintop, cross his leg, call down fire to fall from heaven. It happened the first time, you will think it's a mistake. He made it happen 3 more times. Any result you cannot reproduce, you got it by trial and error. Any result you cannot reproduce, you got it by trial and error. You've not mastered it yet. So they look forward to our days. As a matter of fact, many of them were too hungry. Too hungry. Men like David, they had to in time look through the windows of eternity and show the things the Lord will be doing in our generation, in our time. He saw ahead of time, more than 2,000 years ahead. And then he started prophesying. And the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. And right now we are living in that prophecy. Why? The Bible tells us that we are seated high in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. They desired our day. They wanted to see the things we've seen. And with all the amazing dimensions they walked in. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews. It said, having obtained all of this report through faith, they did not even touch the promise. They did not even touch the promise. Hebrews 11 and verse, the last two verses, I think 39 and 40. And this all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They didn't even walk into the things the Lord reserved for our time. And watch this. Jesus now appeared as a template for how we are supposed to live in this age. Wherever he entered, demons cried out. Whoever met him that was sick was healed. The lame walked. The blind saw. Each time I study the life of Jesus, I will almost cry. Because I see the disparity. I see the space between his life and where I am. Oh God, revive me. Oh Lord, revive me. At some point, it was the hem of his garment that healed the sick. And he told them, when I leave, greater work shall ye do. Peter, trying to prove to us that this was true, the Bible tells us that Peter will be walking and his shadow will heal the sick. A woman will die in another village or city and they will refuse to bury. Now we know a man around here that have mastered the art of bringing the dead back to life. In this last age, certain people sitting under the sound of my voice are going to rest dead bodies like you are drinking water. Believe what I'm saying. Believe it. You will empty wheelchairs like you are drinking water. Many of you might not even be pastors at it where, but you will pass by a street and empty all the wheelchairs. We are not yet seeing revival until men of God are no longer celebrated. You don't understand. When true revival come, look at what will happen. We will start hearing testimonies like, I was passing, I saw one blind man. I just looked at him and his eyes opened. Are you a pastor? No, I'm not a pastor. I'm an usher in family worship. I was just passing. I saw a man on a wheelchair and I tapped him to greet him. And the next thing, he jacked up. Question, where is your church? I don't have a church. I'm just in prayer department. These are the things that will happen in this last age. You don't understand what I'm saying. Listen carefully. Your eyes are opening now. That is the age we live in right now. Where you will have a supermarket and people will enter your supermarket, buy clothes and wear them on their body, and all of a sudden skin disease disappear. Simply because the supermarket is owned by a man that is a kingdom person. Help this person. I told you there are going to be impartations while I teach. I want you to just listen carefully. When this revival breaks out, what I'm talking about now, listen. Your five-year-old child will enter the school and start prophesying to his teacher. He will enter and tell his teacher, I'm seeing you having problem with your wife. What happened? But I see an angel of the Lord standing beside you and he's resolving the issue. Listen, they will have normal encounters with angels. It will become a cheap thing, not a thing we celebrate. No. I can see are stronger than Moses. I can see a generation stronger than Elijah's. Oh, these are the days of your power. The nations will be willing. The people will be willing. Handkerchief and apron from the body of Paul the apostle casted out devils. Normal. I've shared with you again and again how that the man you call Doubting Thomas, when persecution hit the apostle, he was the one the Lord directed to India. Many of you know what India is. When you see a man of God powerful, you start thinking it's like he has gone to India. Is that not? Because you know what happened in India. Thomas, the doubting apostle, was the one that was sent to India. And the Indians worshiped the god of the water, the most terrible god, Leviathan. And then when he arrived, he brought the gospel to them. And the Indians told him, forget about what you are talking about. This thing, you are joking. We've been worshiping these gods for years. Each time they throw the water up and the water is coming down, their culture was that they bow and worship as the water goes down. And Philip told them, listen, Let me prove to you that this water has nothing. It's not even a god in the first place. You will throw this water up and it won't come down. They told him, are you joking? We've been doing this for centuries. Are you joking? Then they asked me, he asked them to throw the water. They throw the water, and while the water was up, it was suspended. The one you call the doubting Thomas, the water was suspended, and then he presented the gospel to them. That is how he got access into India. In this last age, grammar will not save the lost. In this last age, sharing of tracts will not make people get born again. They've been receiving tracts before your arrival. That is not evangelism. Evangelism is the demonstration of power. Believe me, it's the demonstration of power. For so many of you, the first time you came around here, what captured your mind was the demonstration of God's presence. You were wondering, what is this? I've not seen it in this fashion, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the age where the power of God will be demonstrated even by normal businessmen. Normal businessmen. Where are the testimonies? Where are the miracles? Where are the things you did with our fathers? Where are they? We want to know. I'm trying to show you how God has worked with people over the years. And listen carefully. After the Bible age, which closed with the revelation of John, the church stepped into a new season. Persecution was so much. And around the 3rd and the 4th century, that's like 300 years after the ascension of Jesus, certain people imaged that we are custodians of the dealings of God. Listen carefully. The Lord had to use them in that time to preserve Christianity. Otherwise, the persecution was already making Christianity go into extinction, because certain kings arose at that time, people like Constantine, that started persecuting the body of Christ. And then at some point, there was a little opening, and the believers started having gatherings together. They call it Catholic, meaning a gathering of believers, not Roman Catholic as it were, Catholic. Amidst them were certain people that were called the monks, and then the saints. These guys dedicated their life to seeking God. They lived a consecrated life unto God. Separation. They were not exactly like the bishops. No, the bishops and the priests were different. These guys were the custodians of the dealings of God. And listen carefully, I will share the story of one of them. There are so many. At a certain time around the 4th century, a man arose called Saint Patrick of Capitanon, a very mysterious man, persecuted by the church himself, because the dimensions he started working in were not normal. They were not akin to the things they've been seeing. They were so strange. And then walked around with his staff, had a horse he would always climb. But before this time, he was a slave boy that was captured into Ireland as a slave. And after 6 years, he escaped. And when he got born again and saved, the Lord sent him back to Ireland. Upon his arrival, he saw a woman crying. He's just entering the town. He saw a woman crying. Madam, why are you crying? He said, a snake bit my child. And this is a very dangerous snake. The child might not live. He said, forget it, your child will live. Where did the snake enter? Then they showed him the snake enter somewhere here. A man went and looked for the snake by himself, held the snake and dragged it out, and held out the snake and said, you and your kind, I banish you from the nation of Ireland. I don't want to see a snake again in this country. And all the snakes responded. Wherever they were, they communicated themselves and then drove themselves into the sea. Until today, there are no snakes in Ireland. Till today, a man of power and audacity stood and said, I'm driving out all the snakes from this country. Brothers and sisters, listen carefully. What will happen in this time, in this age, is going to shock people. One time they went and built a church. Let me jump a little. I'm trying to take this thing by succession. One time they went and built a mosque close to the house of Apostle Johnson Suleiman. It was an attempt to frustrate him. You claim you are a man of God. We will put a mosque by your house and be disturbing you. And then he stretched forth his hands. After they completed, he said, may snakes and scorpions always enter this mosque. From that day, every time they go to worship, a snake will visit them. Until they left that place and grass started growing there. We live in that age of his power. The age of his power. Saint Patrick walked in dimensions that were not normal. He will bring out men who are dead for months, for weeks. One time he entered a village and the king said, we don't believe in any Jesus. What sign will you show us to believe that your Jesus is real? My father died some times back. If you can bring him back to life. He said, show me where the grave is. They took him to the grave of the man who had died for more than 6 months. And he got here and signed his name on the grave and said, dig out the grave. They dug out the grave and he called the man back to life and the man jacked back to life. It was a normal thing to bring the dead back to life. One time he was passing by a village. It was known that it was a normal thing to bring the dead back to life. And then two people wanted to play on his mind. They said, we'll play pranks on this man and disgrace him. Then one of them lay down and said, when St. Patrick is passing, you will pretend to be dead. Then let's ask him to bring you back to life. And while he arrived, they told him, Patrick, come and raise this man, he's dead. As soon as Patrick arrived, he said, why do you want to tempt the Lord? If I be a man of God, may he truly be dead. And he climbed his horse and ran away. They tapped the man to come back to life. The man was truly dead. Please come back to life. The man was truly dead. They had to run after him to come back. Pleaded with him to bring the man back to life. Brothers and sisters, cleanse the lepers, heal the sick, raise the dead, for freely have you received. That is the age we are in. Terrible men in righteousness, down to the revivals that happened around the 90s, the 70s, and the 80s. We are certain men, we are anointed by God in strange dimensions. They started working in dimensions that were not normal. They were not normal. One of it was the Azusa Street Revival I just mentioned. These are men that pioneered the move of God in their time. And my prayer tonight is that God raise people that will pioneer something in this age. Terrible men in righteousness. Men that were not satisfied with average Christianity. No. No. William Samuel went for a meeting in 1901 and he heard the man of God preaching like I'm preaching now, challenging people. And while he returned, he told himself, I was going to seek the Lord until Acts 2 become a reality in my life. And every day he started seeking the face of the Lord. Around 1905 and 1906, that was when the fire of revival hit America. It was called the Azusa Street Revival because where the church was located was in Azusa Street. The services were not organized meetings. No, they usually hold 3 services in a day. And there was no worship team as it were. The services started themselves and ended themselves. Men will walk in and then the services have begun. They will stay there for hours. For hours. Strange dimensions of God's presence. Until a certain point, while they are in service, a fire will literally begin to burn on the roof. And while the people are watching, another fire will drop from heaven and meet with the one on the roof. And according to the testimony, the fire can be like 50 feet tall. So that wherever you were around that environment, you saw the fire. And then most times they will call fire service to come and quench the fire. But upon the arrival, they are slain under the anointing. Listen, in this last age, people will come for our meetings, newsmen, and they won't have any news to tell. The only news they will have is that they came and they were under the anointing. Believe it. It happened and it will happen again. If God did it once, he can do it again. He can do it again. He can do it again. Strange men. A woman arose called Maria Woodward Etta. Walking in strange dimension. It was from her time we knew that crowds of people can be slain under the anointing. It was not normal. We could see one people fall here and there. one person fall here and there, but in her time she will come and start preaching. While she's yet preaching, people are already getting slain under the anointing. People are getting slain under the anointing. She will be teaching and everybody is in a trance. She will be teaching and everybody is having a vision. These are the things that have happened before we arrive where we are now. In case you don't know, certain people walked in this body of Christ and did mighty things for the kingdom. Terrible in righteousness. D.L. Moody, a great man of God, will not travel unnoticed. Anytime he wants to travel and he enter a train, he will cover himself so that nobody will know he has arrived. He will cover himself and enter the train and sat down quietly. But before you know, what he carry will betray him. People will start falling off their chairs in a train. People will be shivering and shaking and falling. At some point, someone asks in the train, "What is happening here? Why will people be falling off their chairs?" And guess the answer. A woman came and said, "It's like D.L. Moody is around this environment. Because anytime D.L. Moody comes in a town, these are the things that happen. They are normal with him. People don't sit well when he's around. When he comes around, the glory is too contagious. People cannot sit normal." Terrible dimensions. Terrible realms in the spirit. Can you pray in tongues in 1 minute? Say, "Lord, revive me." What is revival? A massive outpouring of the spirit that triggers the supernatural. "Lord, revive me. Lord, revive me." Trying to lay a foundation. "Lord, revive me." Kanda la rosabatia, jante jato labarati. Kabala se barosh kabalia, le grandos kabashata. Ay. Help the young man at the back here. "Lord, revive us." Shabatakatia. Bambro sabalate ketia, barande shata. Ilakario sabalite, barande keta. Shota balada barate ketish. Hallelujah. Terrible people who did mighty things for the kingdom. Listen carefully. Did this thing reach Africa? The answer is yes. There was a man called Ayo Babalola, a terrible man in righteousness, who did a, he was not just with the white. I don't know the person who wrote God's General. He just focused in America. We need to have a man in Africa who will write these things, because certain men lived in Nigeria, certain men in Africa. There was one in South Africa. Listen carefully. He had a strange dimension of the anointing called the Shining One anointing. That anywhere he appeared, his face will literally be shining. People had to travel from the US to come and contact that anointing to take back. The Shining One anointing. Ayo Babalola walked in terrible dimension. He used to hear the voice of God like you're hearing my voice. Meeting with angels was normal. There were times the wife will lock him. "You've been working too much. You are not going for this program. You will be in this room." While he's in the room, he will disappear and appear in the meeting. It was a normal thing. He will finish preaching and the woman will be surprised seeing her husband coming back from preaching. "Where did you go? How did you pass this house?" "Brother, we don't only travel by cars. There are other ways of traveling." The Bible said, "And Philip disappeared and appeared in another nation called Lazarus." It doesn't just happen by entering a car. It can happen by enemies. It can. Terrible man in righteousness. One time he was coming back from prayer, coming out from the bush, and he saw a madman chasing people around. He said, "Oh boy, you are not fully mad. Drop your axe and start walking normal." And the man dropped and became very normal. Healing the mad people was like a normal thing. And there were not things they share testimonies about. terrible in righteousness. Terrible in righteousness. One time the mountain he used to go and pray, his literal shape came out on the mountain, and then a python was crossing it one day. He was not even there, and the python dried up. Literally dried up. Certain men that walked in dimensions of graces. After a while, another giant image called Benson Idahosa, a strange man, a strange species, a man that will not be tamed by any man, which is organized an international conference in Benin, and he alone stood and told them, this meeting cannot hold, not when I'm here, it cannot hold. And of course it did not. There was a land dispute with his ministry, and it became a very national issue in their time. And one of the news person was reading the news one day on the television. It was around Christmas period, and then the lady said, with the look of things right now, it looks like the bishop will spend his Christmas in prison. He was sitting on his dining and listening to the news, and he stretched forth his hand to the television. Brothers and sisters, the anointing can enter TV. Stretched forth his hand to the television, and the woman fell from her chair. They had to go off for a while to readjust issues. It was later realized that the woman even had struck one side for saying something wrong against the man. Sat down and is eating in his dinner table, and then stretched forth his hands into the TV. Terrible men. These things happened real life. It's not Nigerian film. Those of you who are not aware, it's not Nigerian film. For this one, he was just in the 80s and the 70s. One time someone fell, they were in the service, fell from the gallery upstairs and then hit the floor and broke his head into two. They were about to take offering, and our bishop said, please ride down with the offering, I'm coming. He went and saw the young man gather his brain back into his head, held the head together, and spoke in capital letter tongues. Japate keteka. As soon as he was done speaking in tongues, the young man came back to life. Brothers and sisters, that's exactly what Paul did with the young man that fell and died. These things will happen again in our time. They happen in Bible days. They happen with our fathers in the 90s, in the 80s. They will happen again. They will. They will. They will. So, man of God, are there still people in our world right now? I'm trying to give you a progression. Are there still people in our world right now that are walking in these dimensions of graces? The answer is yes. Is that the revival? Of course, that's the starting point. We have men in our world right now who are not normal people. One of them is our father, Iye Adeboye. You see him quiet, you play with him, you die cheaply. When they went to Redeem Camp, the place was a very big forest, and he usually walked at night to just pray with one small walking stick. And then one night he was walking around, and a very massive python. And look at his testimony the next day. He said, I was walking around in the night, and I saw one snake and I killed it. Because the snake was dead the following morning. To tell you how big the snake was, it was a lorry that carried it out. Not a Hilux, not a pickup. It was a lorry they brought to carry the python out. And then look at his testimony. I was praying around in the night. I saw one snake and I killed it. What were you carrying, Baba? Baba was carrying a walking stick. How did you kill a python with a walking stick? Is Iya Deboye still alive? The answer is yes. Where is the power resident in this man you are seeing? There are men like that living in this world that are not normal. They are still alive. They are the custodian of this light. And listen carefully. Before they go, the battle will be handed over to a generation like us. Yes. They are not going with it. In this kingdom, men don't die with the anointings. If you die with it, we will collect it and bring it back. One time Elisha wanted to prove this principle wrong. The Bible said Elisha died. Help this young man. Elisha died with his anointing, never transferred it to anybody. While he was in the grave, another soldier died, and they said, let's put this guy in this grave. They didn't even know. While he entered the grave and touched the bone of Elisha to prove that the man died with his anointing, the soldier collected it and brought it back to this realm. Brought it back. Men don't die with the anointings. No. 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 They don't go with it. Are these kind of people still alive? Yes. 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 They still live in our world. One of them is Bishop David Oyedepo, a strange man who fasted for 2 years at a stretch. You see living faith, you think he just imagined. No, sir. He fasted 2 years until he was coughing out blood. One time he was sharing. He said, what you see in living faith is not just the blood of Jesus. Even my blood is involved. It's not just the blood of Jesus. I fasted 2 years. Even my own blood is involved. You can call it heresy, but it has a result. The answer is yes, his blood is involved. No, you will never see revival anywhere until a man's blood pay for it. Believe me. Strange men. Do we still have this kind of men in our world? The answer is yes. One of them is Dr. Paul Inenche. A strange man who is not normal. By looking at him, you know he's abnormal. And by abnormal, I mean he's not a normal person. No! Strange in righteousness. Terrible in righteousness. Just recently, a woman lost her baby. To tell you how real this is, just recently, she lost her baby and refused that my child cannot be buried. And she took the baby to healing and deliverance service just 2 weeks back. Upon entering, the man came up and the baby jumped back to life. Brothers and sisters, normal, normal. It was not something they gathered a party to celebrate. Normal, normal. Has this revival started? The answer is yes. Do we have this man in our world? Yes, sir. We still have another strange species called Apostle Johnson Suleiman. He's not normal. No, he's not normal. These are the custodians of these things. These are the lion of the tribe of Africa, the custodian of these things. One time he entered a country with a crusade. Look at what they told him. You will not preach in this nation until you prove that what you brought is real. He said, how do you want me to prove? Do you have a deaf and dumb school around here? They said, we have a school not just for the dumb, blind and deaf. He said, take me there. While he was entering the gate, one of the students was alive. Around. He laid hand on him from the gate. Ears open, eye open, mouth open. And he entered the class and almost emptied the class. Listen carefully. The class almost emptied and they told him, listen, sir, stop here. The crusade starts this evening. The crusade starts this evening. In this last age, brothers and sisters, it takes power to win souls. I'm telling you. It takes power to win souls. Oh Lord, revive us again. Oh God, revive us again. We are tired of a lukewarm Christianity. Revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again. Please help the people at the back. Kobalata Barashketaya. Please be seated. Look at me. Listen carefully. We still have these men in our world. We still have them. One of them is another general called Dr. Umokpai. A strange man. One time, listen carefully. In the 90s, he was preaching in Accra, Ghana. And that same day, he was preaching in Abuja. Listen carefully. When he finished from Abuja and went to Accra, Ghana, it was late. It was a crusade. He was invited. So he was so exhausted. When he arrived, he just preached a short message and led people to the Lord. After the altar call, he told them, guys, tomorrow I'm going to pray for the sick. I won't do it this night. I will do it tomorrow. And the man that invited him came and collected the mic. He said, this man of God said he's tired, but my God can never be tired. There must be miracles. And he started praying that miracles should happen. No one person got healed. Umokpai was already in his car about going to the hotel room. He said, what's this man saying? He dropped from the car and came back to the crusade. He said, let me have the mic. He collected the mic and said, man of God, it's not like the power is not there. I only decided to reserve this thing for tomorrow. Let me prove to you that this thing can be exerted anytime. Thou power of God. That's how he talks. Right now, move in this place. And then he called the man. He said, please, you will count for me. At least 100 cancer should be healed right now. And at least blind eyes and wheelchairs should be empty right now. While he was yet talking, cripples started walking. Cancer started falling off. And he looked at the man. He said, young man, when we are quiet, it's not because the power is not here. It's just maturity. Strange men still living in our world. One of them is another general called Makandiwa. A strange man. One time in his crossover night, everybody who came sick, bedridden, on the wheelchair, all of them walked that day. He told them, let me show you how the kingdom is supposed to operate. And everybody literally. You but angel, another crazy one. One time they were in a program and they needed food. He told them to close all the pots, close all the dishes. They closed them and he prayed and told them to open it. Behold, there was food inside. Brothers and sisters, Jesus multiplied bread. His own, he brought bread where bread was not. Strange man. He was going somewhere one day and he saw a madman. Listen, the madman was chasing everybody with a knife, shouting, and everybody was running. And he said, everybody come back, come back. And he faced the madman and then approached him with tongues. The madman was shouting, he was going and facing him, jaga gaga dahada. While the madman saw him, he dropped his knife. Madness disappeared. Brother, when you see another man that is madder than you, when you see a man that is madder than you, your own madness will have to rest somewhere. If there's anyone called madder, of course, you know I won't close the book without talking about my own father. Another terrible lion. Terrible lion. Terrible lion. Listen, anyone that listens to him, whether you are not born again, something resonates in your spirit. Whether you are not born again, by listening to his voice, something happens to you. And one time, a Muslim woman in Koinonia there came out and saw the way power was moving everywhere. And she had cancer. She was booked for operation. And she said, this thing is not true. If it's true, let this cancer dry up. While she was yet talking, the cancer dried up. Dried up. Dried up. Terrible man in righteousness. Anytime I go before him, I fight tears. Because coming around him alone is like you are standing before the real Jesus. The atmosphere around him is not normal. Brothers and sisters, I was with him on Wednesday. I had to fight tears. I was wondering, who is this again? Oh God, can you not help me? When people look at me and they say, I'm talking like him. They are joking, no? They are joking. Look at this. One day he looked at me and said, Jonathan, you don't carry this thing yet. Whatever people are saying, don't be deceived. You don't carry it. The day you will carry it, even you will know you have catch it. Terrible dimensions. We still have people like this in our world. Has the revival started? The answer is yes. So man of God, what's the limitation with this revival? The only limitation we have now, listen carefully, is that this revival is happening in just some strategic areas, in chunks here and there. But that's not the original blueprint. The Bible says in those days the glory of the Lord will cover the earth. How? As the water covers the sea. It will be as the water covers the sea. Not having a chunk here. Of course, revival is already breaking out in this city with what is happening here. But is this all that there is? No, sir. No, sir. Until we come to your point where you listening to me and no longer coming here and getting interested with these things, you are the one the Lord is using to do these mighty things. Yeah. Yeah. Please be seated if you can. Just trying to give you a foundation. Be seated. Kodabala na 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 ye akata ye
Shalamano yata kadia labanade. Shonda lena na te de kaya yo yo ya. Yela mane talada balada. For blessed is he who comes in the name of Father. Yeah, blessed is he who comes in the name of Father. Tonight we held a lion. We held a lion. We held a lion. We honor the lion. We honor the lion. We adore the lion. We adore the lion.
Brothers and sisters, better get part of this move that is happening now. This teaching necessarily, I just want to share with you the triggers of revival. The triggers of revival. Maybe I will share one with us tonight. Men have lived in this world, though. Did terrible things for the kingdom. Terrible things. Terrible things. Terrible things. What do you think is your limitation? Brother, you don't have a limitation. You don't. You don't. If you be willing. If you be willing. One time a lady was giving birth to Fanny J. Cross. At age 6, the 6th week of her birth, she went blind. She married a man. A man just came and said, I love you like that, I will marry you. Married her. After a while, the husband died. From that time, she started writing hymns. Listen, she wrote about 6,000 hymns, including Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Blind, wrote 6,000 hymns till today, all of them relevant. All of them relevant till now. Listen, in this last age, certain songs that will be written, we will sing them again in heaven. Listen carefully. We will sing them here and sing them in heaven. There are songs that were only transported from heaven to this realm. Are you aware? No, they were transported. People didn't sat down to write the song like others do. No. They received the song. For instance, the songs of Moses. Moses was a stammerer, but the Bible said he wrote songs. And in the book of Revelation, we are told that we will sing the songs of Moses. Where? In heaven. We will sing the songs of a stammerer. Where? In heaven. If I were a music minister, I won't settle for less. People excited without a demonstration of grace, I don't like it. People hyping and clapping for me and their lives are not transformed, I don't like it. Even while I was yet a music minister, listen, I don't even know whether I still am a music minister or not. I used to lead praise and worship, and people are falling under the anointing, and I mean it. FCS, Nasarawa State University, the track record is there till today. I will lead praise and worship. People are falling. At some point, they came and asked me, what kind of music minister are you? You are leading praise. Instead of people dancing, some are falling. You can make your ministry unique. We live in that age now. 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 Refuse to settle. Refuse it. I will share one key with you and then we'll pray tonight. And it's prayer. Oh.
Hari, hari, oh. Hari, oh. Hari, oh. Hari, hari, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Hari, hari, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Hari, hari, oh. Hari Hari Yo, oh,
Hari Hari Yo Oh Hari Hari Yo Oh Hari Hari Yo Yeah Hari Hari Yo Oh Yeah Hari Hari Yo Oh Hari Hari Yo Sharanani Tararara Hari Hari Yo Hari Hari Yo Hari Hari Yo Hari Hari Yo
that precede a revival.
Before you see revival anywhere,
what are the things that must happen? I will share one tonight and we'll continue next week.
If we must see these things happen in our time, the things I'm about to share now, take them very serious. I know you've heard something like that before, but hold them dear. Hold them dear to your heart. And at all costs, ensure you rehearse them. Man of God, can these things happen with everybody? Absolutely. Absolutely. This thing that is happening here, my name is not inscribed to it. It can happen with anybody. Anybody. It can work with everybody. This has been my obsession, and I've been trying to share this. There is nothing special about anybody. Whoever is willing, whoever can be yielded. I don't care whether you are a village boy. Whoever can be yielded, these things are possibilities. They are. They are.
Number one, the spirit of prayer and groanings in the spirit. The spirit of prayer and groanings in the spirit. Groaning. The spirit of prayer.
Help that young man. Baratele me takate. La rongong ding gong dong shalabate tarosogong paria. Le kaka shita teleko raskete. Jambrata leko rapa lekete. Shgapatea.
The seed for more is gratitude. The seed for learning is listening. But the seed for revival is prayer. Huh? The seed for money is not prayer. When you pray, you don't get money. No, you sow and get money. The seed for revival is prayer. You want to have revival in a territory. You want to have revival in a nation. You want to have revival in your church, man of God. You want to have revival in your community. The key is not worship. No, sir. When you worship, you have the presence of God to yourself. The key is not giving. No, sir. You don't give to get a revival. The key is prayer. Groanings in the spirit. The key is fasting, prayer. Then Jesus gave a parable or the scripture now. He said, for men ought always to pray and not to faint. Anywhere you see spiritual laxity, anywhere you see spiritual weakness, where men are fainting, is a proof that prayer is out of place. One of the signs prayer is out of the place, is spiritual laxity. Where people are weak, people are beggarly,
People are tired with Christianity. For many of you, all the time you look forward to Sunday evening, then you run and come in before service starts. Some of you are seated. Brother, that's what we call revival. You don't get this like that. You get it by prayer. You get it by prayer. You can see a church where service is supposed to have started, nobody has showed up. The man of God will have to come and start leading opening prayer. Then after a while, members come and he's shouting and he's angry. Brother, man of God, with due respect, you lack the fire of God. If you truly have the fire of God, you won't be the one to call them. Naturally, wherever the carcass is, wherever the carcass is, you can never hide fire. At least the smoke will open it up. At least the smoke will expose it. Never. You can't hide fire. The key is prayer. Paul the apostle said, for when you pray in tongues, you are not talking to men. You are communicating mysteries to God. You are not talking to men. How be it in the spirit, you speak at mysteries. And verse 18, he said, I thank my God. 1 Corinthians 14:18. I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than ye all. He steered a revival in his time. Look at this. To a point that Paul the apostle will enter a city and then the men will be scared. Look at what they will say, that this man that turned the world upside down has come to us. Two men turned the world upside down. Prayer. Elijah wrought a revival in his time. You know he was a man of prayer. Elijah, a man subject to like passion as we are. The book of James 5. Subject to like passion. The only difference between Elijah and me was that he was a man of prayer. Otherwise, he was a man subject to like passion. If you are hungry, Elijah was hungry. If you are busy, Elijah was busy. If you are sick, at some point, Elijah had symptoms. But the only difference was that he was a man of prayer. He prayed earnestly, fervently. The key is prayer. The key is prayer. One time Jesus was praying, Luke 9, and the Bible says, can we even read that place? I wanted us to read it. Luke 9 from verse 29, I believe. If that's the only scripture on this, we'll read it and pray. And as he prayed, look at this, everybody. The fashion of his countenance was altered. Meaning, in the place of prayer, you can change form. You don't like how you look, you can change how you look in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer, his countenance was altered, and even his raiment, his clothes, was glittering and shining. The shining one anointing, literally shining. Next verse. Quickly, next verse 30. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah. Listen, you want to activate encounters in your life, a life of prayer. There is no way you can pray at night consistently and not be a man of encounters. It's a lie. If you can learn to pray consistently at night, very soon you will begin to collide with certain dimensions of graces. You will meet ancient men. Look at this. Someone had an encounter. The person was in a 3 days dry. Look at this. Listen carefully. 3 days dry. Praying. It's even a lady. Amazing. Ladies. You will receive something before the end of this series. So listen carefully. This lady, just last week, in an encounter, she was praying for 3 days without eating and drinking. She locked herself praying, Lord, I want you to use me. Of course, a music minister. I want to be unique. And look at this. She was transported into the realm of the spirit. These are experiences that should be common to anyone who can seek the face of God. Watch what happened. She saw a man in the spirit, and the man looked at her and laughed and said, do you know me? He said, no. He said, I am Apostle Peter. And there was an hanky she collected from me, hanky like this. And the man told, she was holding the hanky in the place of prayer. She went with it. And the man told her, I know the owner of this hanky. She looked at him. He said, who? He said, Apostle Jonathan. He's the owner of this hanky. When she came and told me that, I said, Brothers and sisters, we must be recognized in heaven, oh.
No, we must be. You can never impact the earth until you are recognized in heaven. I'm telling you this. Nothing will happen on earth until something has happened in heaven. Let it be done on earth as it is done where? It must be established there first. Please keep the scripture. I'm going somewhere. One more verse. Lakoras kibasha. I think that should be verse 31 now. Who appeared in glory and speck of his disease. My point of interest is we who appeared in glory. They came to usher in a dimension of glory. Any man that can pray will usher in revival. Look at this. John Wesley single-handedly. You know John Wesley single-handedly pioneered a revival in his time. He was a man of prayer whose knees were as thick as what you can imagine. You touch his knees, very thick. A man of prayer. When he started preaching on the street in market squares, he was terrorizing everybody, harvest of souls. And then one time the government banned him and told him, never preach again in the public. We ban you from preaching. You are literally everywhere with this gospel. And look at what he did. He went back to his father's grave. That's the only legal space he had. Went back to his father's grave and started climbing the grave to preach. The grave became like his pulpit. And look at what happened. Everybody in the town will go to the cemetery to listen to him. You think your church is not in a good location. Location is not the problem. Lack of fire is the problem. A man used a graveyard as his pulpit. The entire territory came to meet him there. Ask John the Baptist what he got. He was in the wilderness and everyone trooped to him. When fire is in place, people will look for it. And one time they asked him, John Wesley, how are you making this thing work? Look at what he said. I only set myself on fire and the world come to watch me burn. Simple. You want to see revival? The key is prayer. If you can pray, Babalola used to pray until his literal stature appeared on the mountain where he used to go and lie down to pray. The shape of his body came out on it. Listen, all of this 5 minutes prayer, 10 minutes prayer. No. If that's what you are talking about, you won't get it that way. You won't. A man of prayer. Charles G. Finney, the man who wrote the Death Study Bible and wrote so many concordance and commentary. It was reported that Charles G. Finney knew the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Off heart, knew the Bible. Each time Charles G. Finney had a crusade, he had two men that go into prayer before his arrival. Like 2 weeks to the crusade, 3 weeks to the crusade, they will go and lock themselves in a place. They will be there. Look at his brutal eyes. They will go and lock themselves and be groaning. They are praying. And look at this. As soon as the day for the crusade arrived, no posters. He will just walk into the town. As soon as he's arriving, people will start weeping and crying. You will be in your house and you are weeping, Lord, have mercy on me. His crusade didn't need posters. His presence alone brought in God into a place. Look at what we do now. We print poster, share poster everywhere. We still come, the program is empty. Is that not? The problem is not poster. The problem is lack of fire. If we are not yet seeing this revival like we should, what is the missing link? Could it be prayerlessness? We live in a generation where we love result, but we hate prayer. We love to see result. Somebody might quietly be seated somewhere and saying, Lord, if we can have this dimension of grace I'm seeing here. This man is talking and people are jumping and falling here and there. If I can have it, I'm satisfied. It doesn't come by wishing. It comes by prayer. For as soon as Zion travel, she shall put forth. Apostle Suleiman was to preach one time in a foreign country and the Lord told him to go 2 days to time, 3 days to time, and he was asking the Lord why, and the Lord said, stop asking me a question, will you obey or not? And while he arrived the country, the hotel he checked in, the receptionist gave him the key and told him, man of God, for your information,
Benny Hinn just left this room. Nobody has entered it since he left. Since he left this room, nobody has entered it. And he said, Benny what? Benny who? When he collected the key, he entered the room and locked the door. And started, he didn't even pull, started praying. He said, when I got exhausted and I checked my time, I had prayed for 36 hours. When I got exhausted and tired and I decided to check my time, I had prayed for 36 hours. What was he doing? He was trying to activate the possibilities that were in that room. Although it is yours, there is something you do to make it yours. Believe me. Prayer. 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 One time I went to see my father, Apostle Joshua Selman. And while I entered the hotel room, he told me, son, I've been in this hotel 5 days. And I told him, daddy, not gone out. He said, I've not gone out. What were you eating? Nothing. 5 days, nothing. It was from that meeting he went and preached that message, Travel. How many of you have listened to Travel? A message you will listen and you want to listen again. It was from a 5 days dry. He was locked up somewhere. I was privileged to see him the last day. You want to walk in this thing, see up a revival? Look at what Zaria has become. Zaria has become like a pilgrimage center where when somebody wants to refresh spiritually, the first place they think of going is where? Zaria. Zaria. What is Zaria? A village. But a man have decided to make that place become a pilgrimage center. Where you are is not the problem. Prayerlessness is the problem. I'm telling you. Prayerlessness is the problem. Men of prayer. Men of prayer. One time, Kumuyi went to visit Idahosa when they were still very young. Idahosa was the king around that time, trying to mentor all of these guys. When Kumuyi went, he told Kumuyi, can we pray a little? Kumuyi said, why not? Ah, Papa, I love this kind of thing. And they entered the room. Then he gave them the key from the window. He said, lock us and bring the key after 2 days. Kumuyi said, two what? That is the kind of training that belts them. For 2 days, they were inside. Shekete, lakata, erekete, braskata. You see deeper life today, you think it just happened. No, it was birthed from the bowels of prayer. Bowels of prayer. Prayer. You can never have revival. When this ministry was to start in Massacre, we came in here and prayed for 24 hours at a stretch in tongues. Where you are sitting now, the prayers that have happened here is in tens of hours. For 24 hours, meeting was to start. We came in here, I think on two occasions, praying in tongues. This place must become a portal. And listen, the revival that is about to spark in this environment will shock people. It will shock people. This is just the beginning, you know. We've not even started. The platform is prayer. Prayer. One time, for many of you, you think, when I want to pray, I'm tired, I can't pray. It's because you've not seen trouble. When you see trouble, or when God opens your eyes to the things he has for you in this generation, you won't go like that. You will stay. I went for a conference 2012, a minister's conference, and while I sat down there, I think family worship just started at the court, not even a very organized meeting, and a man was sharing, an elderly pastor. He said, each time I want to just have some time with God, I pray for like 12 hours. I said, 12 what? Hours. Elderly man. He said, anytime I just want to stroll and have some time with God, I pray for like 12 hours. Like, I said, Jesus, what am I doing with my life? I left that conference with red eyes. Like Esther's resolution, if I perish, I perish. If I die, I die. I will sit in the place of prayer until I pray it. Was it competition? No. There is something called godly provocation. I was challenging my spirit. I went and sat down in my room. Shakate kotobalakata. Eleke topratketia. When I checked my time, thinking I prayed for 6 hours, it was just like 1 hour. I said, I'm in trouble today. But I won't stop. Shakata
While I checked, I'm thinking it's 9 hours. I was just in 3 hours. I said I have a problem, but I have to be here. That was the first time I broke the grip of this prayerlessness. Me want to pray. I feel like praying. I feel like not praying. Are you joking? Are you playing? Are you playing? I can wake up in the morning, unorganized retreat. Not something I plan. Man of God, don't you have to plan retreat and plan your prayer life? What kind of plan prayer life? My prayer life is every time. I can wake up in the morning and shut down my phone. I don't owe anybody apology. I will shut it and the next thing is kabalataka. If you are angry for not meeting me on call or for not answering your call, the result will still bring you. Brothers and sisters, if people hate you, it's because of what you don't have. When you have what they need, when you have it, you think everybody hates you, it's because you are either broke or you don't have a job. When one happened, will be shocked. A blessed man have many friends. A poor man, even his brothers run away from him. Revival on the strength of prayer. Prayer. Our generation love organizing program. We hate agonizing in the place of prayer. We can organize programs. We can organize programs. Small time you will hear, let's organize one meeting. What's the name of the meeting? No name. Let's just gather and worship the Lord. Then we'll come. What's the name of that meeting? I don't know. Let's just gather and then organize some chairs and balloons. You think that's what's going to bring the revival? Prayer. Tonight, certain prayer life are going to be steered up. Steered up. Steered up. Most of these things, I will share them next week. We will share them next week. What a generation. Satan knows that our generation is prophetic. And we are supposed to pioneer certain things that belong to this end time. But look at what he did. He now strategically plagued our generation with what we call civilization. As good as it is, one of our greatest limitations without apology is social media. Social media. One of our greatest problems without apology is social media. Many of you can chat for 2 hours. You can reply chat for 4 hours. You are chatting. When it's time to pray, that's when you gas out and sleep. And then when you wake up in the morning, the nations are waiting for us. Waiting for who? For who? You want to conquer your world with Facebook? Conquer your world with WhatsApp? You are playing. The men of old knew how to wait on the Lord. The men of now know how to tweet on the Lord. We do Twitter and tweet everything, including our destinies. Wake up. Wake up. The key is prayer. Wake up. One time a music minister was praying. He had a ministration, but in the place of prayer, he was caught up praying in tongues. Shakataka. Before he went for the meeting, he has lost his voice. When he went here, he was just human. Oh, at least you don't need a voice to do that one. Oh, and before you know, the power of God swept across that place. The next person to come and collect the mic will not even collect to minister. Brothers and sisters, the key is not necessarily the voice. The voice is good, but the key is an anointing. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, let's have music ministers in this ministry around this territory that are refusing. One day we should come for a meeting like this. Worship team will start ministration and there won't be space to preach. There won't be space to preach. Then we see people jumping from chairs, from wheelchairs. That is what we are talking about. That is it. People like Joshua Mills, he will come to worship and then people will begin to have golden teeth. Gold dust will begin to fall on people. Men will be transported to other realms. What are we doing? Men of prayer. Men of prayer. The key. The key is prayer.
I held a lion. I held a lion.
If you ever see revival in any territory, someone paid for it in the place of prayer.
One time Pastor Chris was sharing, one of the generals that is alive now, he said, if you touch my knees, they are not normal. My knees are not, you see him looking smooth and nice like this, you see him looking so fresh like you should eat him, right? He said, my knees are not things you should look at. They are looking so rough, so thick. They have been kneeling in the place of prayer for decades. A man will just sit down with his mouth that has refused to pray and begin to criticize him for what he's seeing. Brothers and sisters, never criticize a man until you know his sacrifice. Prayer. 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 When William Seymour went for that meeting in 1901, let me end up with this and we'll pray. He came back and started praying every day for 6-7 hours. Every day. When people wake up in the morning and they are going to work, he wake up in the morning and start praying. When they are coming back from work, he finished praying. Every day for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years. The fourth year, the heaven could not hold it again. Literal fire dropped on the Azusa Street Revival. Literal fire. To a point, the atmosphere was so created. Children of age 7 could heal the blind. Age 7 will come into a meeting and then see somebody who is blind. Say, you've not seen yet. Why are your eyes still closed? And they will minister to the person. The place had the glory of God in such strong dimension. Listen carefully. That if you had a quarrel with your wife and you are entering the church, from the gate, the power of God will pick you up and hit you on the ground. Think about it. Think about it. The Azusa Street was so terrible. If you had a quarrel with your wife and you are coming into service bouncing as if nothing has happened, from the door, the power of God will lift you, hit you on the floor. You have to go back and settle with your wife to enter the church. It was a non-nonsense area. These days, a man can walk into the church, do any nonsense, walk away, and we can't do anything. Come on, Lord, revive us. Lord, revive us. One time, one of those generals was preaching. I've shared this with the workers again and again. And a man stood up from the congregation and started shouting, man of God, what you are saying is not true. And he stretched forth his finger. The man went under the anointing until service was over. Went under and started sleeping. Service finished. They had to tap him. Man of God, oh boy, service has closed. Where are the miracles our fathers told us about? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Dr. Paul Enenche will finish a crusade according to Becky Enenche. They just finished a crusade. He will arrive home like 5:30 a.m. and he will sleep for like 1 hour. 1 hour. Wake up like 6:30 a.m. or 7. Start praying in tongues till 6 p.m. again, preparing for Sunday service. Why won't you see things happen? Then somebody will sit down and criticize this man of God, this and that and that. No, sir. If you ever see revival anywhere, strength of prayer. 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 Some of you are already praying. We're going to take our time to pray. Please, wherever you are, stand up. Be on your feet. This is the introduction today. Listen carefully. We're going to pray. The rain is still falling. It would have been a good time to just scatter around outside, find a location. However, I don't know how you plan to do it, but you will take position. If you feel like sitting back, fine. Listen, you feel like lying down, there is space around you, fine. You feel like coming out here and kneeling or lying anywhere, fine. You feel like going outside in the rain, fine. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, in the next 10-15 minutes, no stopping. Listen to the prayer point. In the next 10-15 minutes, oh God, revive me. Don't do it without me. In this generation, don't do it without me. Oh God, I'm interested in the move of God. I am interested. Lord, don't do it without me. Come on, by your power.
minutes, for the next 15 minutes.
Shut up, Come and pray. Come and pray. Your method may be affected, lady, but your destiny will be corrected. What you are doing is that you are making up your destiny. You are making up your destiny. You are making up your future. Lord, don't do it without me. I refuse to be left out. 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 Shabalata barasovalata. Rabala sobranda keskabalatara. Raskabalatoba kolabarate. Lord, don't do it without me. Lord, don't do it without me. Lord, I'm interested. Revival. We cry for revival in this territory. We cry for revival in this territory. In the nations of Nigeria, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, in Middle East, in Australia, in the world at large, we cry for revival. We cry for revival. A spiritual awakening. A spiritual awakening. A spiritual awakening. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Shalana marata bakatia. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Prayer lives are coming alive. Prayerlessness is being strangled out. Prayerlessness is being strangled out. Prayer lives are being revived. Oh, revival. Shabalada barata katabalakatia. Shabarata lese. Jomborata balata baratia. Where was a place where I had praised the Lord? There was a place we are yearning for. It's a cry for revival. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this to belong in love. There was a place where my heart cries for love. That was a place I am yearning for. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. It is a place of deep encounters, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to a holy place. Let us see your face. and your glory, oh Lord. Shala da dia tila bara bara do. Let me see your face and your glory, oh Lord. Let me know you more. And I have known you, Lord. Help me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I waste my life again and again on you, on you. There was profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. Lord, we cry for revival. And awakening, awake thou that sleepest, and thou that is dead, and I will give you life. Kilabarataya, revive us, revive us, revive us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you lift your hands wherever you are? Lift your hands. We are about to close one impartation and then we are done. I see the Lord releasing the spirit of prayer and supplication, the grace for intercession, the grace for prayer, and then giftings are being quickened. Giftings are being quickened all across this hall, all across the overflow. At the count of three, let there be a release of the spirit of prayer. Let prayerlessness die. Let prayerlessness die. Let giftings of the spirit be stirred up. The gift of miracles, the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues and interpretations of tongues. Right now, at the count of three, let Rata man will begin to stretch. Those who could not pray for 1 hour, you will begin to stretch for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, 7 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, even 18 hours. We will have people who will stretch for 24 hours. Crying for revival. Jabalaka barateka bashata. Young people, old people will begin to work in strange manifestations of the gift of the Spirit. Jesus. 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 Prayer life are being revived. Some of you will go back this night. You can't sleep. You will pray through the night. You will groan through the night. Grace to travel. Grace to pray. Thank you, Father. Raise men in this place that will be relevant in government. Raise men in this place that will be relevant in business. Raise men in this place that will be relevant in art and entertainment. Raise men in this place that will be relevant in the economy. Raise men in this place that will be relevant in family life. Raise men in this place that will advance your kingdom in ministry. Men and women that will represent the kingdom in this end time. Revival. Revival. Revival, oh God. Every spirit of lukewarmness and prayerlessness, faintingness, tonight let it be arrested in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let it be arrested in the name of the Lord Jesus. The spirit of grace and supplication, the spirit of prayer, let it be released tonight. Let it be released tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It is done. Those at the front, if you can go back, please, you do, except for those under the anointing. Brotoska bavlie tekete rasomba lakateke tomski balateke rasia rasia kasulapa leketiaka jalatande skidokoto balateke tende. Those under the anointing, allow them. Those who are still kneeling, you can go back. Jakata barako subalatia razazazazazazino rokobokoto bakati leketekete belekateya Razanto la sataya Jakata la manakare saladeo Lonananata kabala kaske dosha Jataya. They are under the anointing, just allow them. Shala balada 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 balada. Touch this man. Shakada da 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 da. Lift your two hands. Just touch him. I didn't say you should drag him. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands, sir. Let the hand of God be on you mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus, never be the same. Help him. Now listen. Listen. Shakata balakata braskia brojala bala bala daba. I know the spirit of prayer is all around. People are still scared of praying. But wherever you are not born again. Lift your hand. I want to pray with you. Or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. Or you are not born again. Lift your hand. Wherever you are. You are not born again. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Lift your hand. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, lift your hand. Lift it high. If the Lord is talking to you, lift your hand. Don't hold it down. Better get involved in what God is doing in this end time. Pray after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you tonight. I receive you
as my Lord, as my Savior, forgive all my sins. Today, I subscribe to your government. I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name. Amen. You just prayed that prayer. I know there is no space here, but I want you to come forward. Just come wherever we will create space. Please come forward and be very fast about it. God bless you. Come. You lifted your hands and you prayed this prayer. Come. 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 Has the rain stopped? Somebody answer me. Has the rain stopped? It has stopped. All right, they can attend to them outside. What a massive harvest. Come. All right, at this point you can stay where you are. I pray in the name of Jesus, I decree that the grip of sin is broken. Addiction, yokes broken. Tonight I decree that the Lord give you a great beginning. Give you a great beginning. May your life never be the same. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree that you will rise and become established in this kingdom. And the Lord will use you mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it is well with you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Don't distract those under the anointing. They could be having serious encounters. Be very sensitive. Please, you just walk out quietly. Just go out this way or go this way, but ensure you arrive at the last door there. There are people out there to attend to you. God bless you. Just go calmly, calmly. So many of you, your prayer life just got ignited this night. You might not know what has happened to you, but you will go back and you will pray and want to stop. You can't stop. You are no longer in control. No, the Holy Ghost has taken over at that point. You are no longer the one. Parasakata. Parasakata. This is one of the major foundations for a revival. We will see more things next week. Jatalata, Brasketoja. This is your first time of being here. Can we bless you quickly? Please come out quickly. Let's just bless you. This is your first time of being here. You've not been here before. I see the power of God still touching people at the back. Just help them. But please don't clap. Please don't clap. Don't clap. This is a holy atmosphere. We celebrate you, but just walk out calmly. Thank you. On a normal day, we should have clapped for you, but this atmosphere will not permit that. Thank you for coming. Thank you. This is your first time. Come. Come. Let's just bless you. Come. Shatala kabario savlande kete. Zuzalabaya. Barasala kabala kate kete. Ronzan.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page, Family Worship Experience International.